Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. Now, many of you listeners research and write. And whether you are a scholar or a pastor, maybe a theological student, a Bible study teacher, or just someone engaged in serious personal study, it is critical to document your sources. But regrettably, most people, in my experience, do not do this well. Now, taking notes, for example, is largely a measure of personal preference, and you really need to find a system that works for you. Why don't you revisit one of the previous episodes of Reformed Media Review, where I talk about Sonka Aaron's book, Taking Smart Notes. I find that to be helpful, but that's just me. That's my personal style, and it works for me. Hopefully, it works for other people, but you need to find out and find a system that works for you. However, with regard to documentation and tracking your sources, there are best practices for taking notes and documenting sources that really will help you to retrace your own thoughts, that will help you share your thoughts with others, and for them to be able to retrace your sources, to follow your path and how you got to where you arrived. But maybe also, perhaps most significantly, following best practices for documenting your sources will help you stay out and keep out of trouble from accidental plagiarism. We've seen a lot of cases in the last 5 to 10 years of pretty prominent conservative biblical scholars who are getting caught plagiarizing. I don't think they're going around stealing sources and doing that intentionally, but I think their note-taking habits have led them into a position where over the years they couldn't tell what they had cited from someone else and what they wrote themselves. And eventually their copy and paste, or their typing out of a summary, or their typing out of a segment, an excerpt of someone else's writing, ended up sneaking into their own and getting passed off as their own writing. You don't want that. You don't want to be a plagiarist. There's probably nothing that'll sink your academic credibility faster than stealing someone else's ideas and passing them off as your own, even their own words, and passing them off as your own. So you want to follow best practices, not just for integrity's sake, but also for the purpose of sharing scholarship and helping others to learn and grow, and for all of us to achieve a deeper and fuller understanding of Christ as he has revealed himself in Scripture, namely. So there are best practices out there for this sort of thing. But along with these best practices, there are tested tools that are used by many scholars in a wide range of disciplines, not just in biblical studies, not just in the various liberal arts or even the hard sciences, but we're finding tools that are useful for all types of scholarship. And one of these tools is what I want to talk about today. It's a tool called Zotero. It is spelled Zotero, Zotero. You can find it at zotero.org. I'll have a link to that in the episode description. I have been using Zotero for more than 12 years. I started back in seminary when it was more of a nascent kind of open source tool, and it really hasn't changed a whole lot since then, which demonstrates how robust the tool is. But it's free. It's open source, to my knowledge. It is easily accessible, and it operates on a wide range of technological platforms. It's not just Mac or Windows, that sort of thing, but you'll find it on Mac, Windows, and Linux, to my knowledge. And this tool, Zotero, has proven nearly invaluable to me. It got me through seminary, all the papers that I had to write, all of my syllabuses that I received from all my instructors. I would often log them into Zotero. It got me through a dissertation, a couple books, you name it. It is proven time and time again to be an invaluable resource for me. Now, at root, Zotero is just a citation manager, but that's what it is at its heart, the kernel of its essence, so to speak. But it does much more than that. It is a tool that helps you collect, organize, cite, and share research. And it does so by using open formats, interoperable with a wide range of other tools. It also has a rich plugin ecosystem in which people build and develop other useful tools on top of Zotero, but I'm getting ahead of myself at this point. What is a citation manager? Why do I want one? Well, basically, it's a database for tracking bibliographic data, information. And let me give you a use case, and I'm sure this is going to hit home with you if you don't use a tool like this already. How many of you have written a paper? You're writing a paper, you're going along, and you're tracking bibliographic data from your sources manually. When I was taught in high school how to do research, I was taught to take index cards to the library, and as I'm researching, I'm supposed to write down the bibliographic data on one side of the card, you know, the author, the title, the city, the date, the publisher, and then I was supposed to take my notes and then cite the pages on those notes. If I was taking an excerpt, I was supposed to mark that out as a quotation and include the page number references, all that sort of thing. That's just the general habit, the general practice. I imagine many of you now are taking your notes directly into a Word document, and then perhaps typing out the bibliographic data attached to that thing, whether that's right in the body of the document or in a footnote. Now, most people I've found typically do this by hand. I mean, with a computer, but they do it manually is what I'm saying. There's a better way. Hear me out. I'm going to save you years of your life. There's a better way to managing this sort of thing. Imagine this. Imagine getting a book from the library and then just going to the library's electronic catalog online, or perhaps going to a catalog database like worldcat.org. That's the one I use very frequently. Finding the book there and hitting one button on your browser, and it pulls all that bibliographic data in to your database. And then if you ever cite that source again down the road, it's already there. You don't need to go type all that stuff out anymore. So rather than collecting and typing all of these things manually, you collect them with the click of a button. Obviously, you want to verify the information that pulls in and double check that the physical copy that you have, or even an electronic copy you have, matches with whatever was in the database that you copied the data from. But much simpler, way more simple than typing it out manually. Well, how does this work? Well, it has a Chrome plugin. You can use Google Chrome, and when you have the plugin installed, you can all of a sudden start to see that you can attach sources from all over the web, whether that's at Google Scholar, whether that's at, as I mentioned, libraries, online catalogs, or other types of sources, even on Amazon. It'll pull in bibliographic data from Amazon when you're browsing books, you name it. It'll pull all that in, and it will be in your database. And once it's in your Zotero database, which is local but also can sync to the cloud, so you have it on multiple devices automatically updated, you will be able then, when you're writing papers or a book, whatever you're doing, to attach your citation to your bibliographic database entry. So you don't go typing out the full reference, but when I want a footnote or cite something, I use a Word plugin for Microsoft Word, and I just hit a keyboard combination or hit the button in the menu bar, and it brings up a search dialog. I just search for the book that I want to cite, and I find it, and then I tell it the page numbers that I'm referencing, and then boom, it links to that source in an intelligent technological way, and it automatically formats my citation using the information in my database. It's even more intelligent than that, because not only does it provide the reference, but I can go establish the style guide that I'm using, whether Chicago or Turabian, or if you're using APA, MLA, whatever, you select and establish per document what your style reference is, and it will automatically format your footnotes according to that style guide. But more than that, it will also use a full reference for the first reference in your document, but for all subsequent references, it will automatically use the short reference if that is permitted according to your style guide. But the key to this, the big point here, is you don't have to do this manually. And even if you go back and start moving your sources around, let's say you're working on editing your document and you realize that that a certain paragraph needs to go earlier in your document. Well, as long as you copy and paste and your footnotes and everything go with it, You just move the stuff around and Zotero will automatically refresh all of the footnotes, making sure that they are all accurate and that the first reference is a full reference and all subsequent references are formatted accordingly. This all happens automatically. Now, let's say that you wrote your document, you realize you get to the end of your paper or your book, your dissertation. This actually happened to me. And you realize that there is a slight, recognize that there's a slight inaccuracy with maybe a state reference with one of the publishers. Like I, you know, added an extra period or something like that, or I have periods and I'm not supposed to. What do I do? Well, all I have to do is go back to my original source in the bibliographic database, Zotero, change it in one place, and then refresh my document. And then all references throughout the document are automatically updated and fixed. Also, when I got to the end of my dissertation and I need to include a bibliography, I didn't have to go manually format the whole thing. All I had to do was go and export the bibliography from Zotero and insert it. It took me about a minute. And then all of a sudden, I have a fully formatted list of all sources used throughout the entire document, used throughout my research in writing that particular work. It's wonderful. Having a citation manager and incorporating it into your research discipline will save you enormous amounts of time, possibly, you know, weeks of time over the long haul. But this is just the citation manager functionality. There is other functionality in Zotero as well. For example, you can export collections. You can share bibliographies with other people. For example, scholars might want to share a collection of sources on a subject with other scholars in their field. Or pastors might want to share a list of commentaries with another pastor who's going to begin a new sermon series. Professors may want to share their sources for assigned readings with their students. Rather than just giving them a printed out bibliography, they could also share an electronic collection, a bibliography of the sources that students could use. Within Zotero, you can also take notes, and your notes are attached to the bibliographic sources. And you may also interlink your notes and sources with each other to demonstrate how some books or some papers relate to others. It's quite useful for interconnecting your research and your thinking. You can also store PDFs within Zotero underneath a bibliographic reference. For example, if you are interacting with a theological paper, an article written in a journal, for example, you might add your bibliographic reference, your entry for that article, but then underneath that, attached as sub-items to that basic bibliographic entry, you can include the PDF of that article, along with all your notes. And when you include the PDF of that article, you can do all sorts of interesting things with it. For example, there is a plugin called Zotfile, Zotfile, that enables you to extract your highlights and your annotations from stored PDFs and then insert those highlights and annotations into another document. You can go along reading using whatever PDF reader you want to use and highlight sections and annotate as you're reading and then be confident that those highlights and annotations will find their way back into your note-taking system or into an external document, perhaps your working file for whatever article or book chapter or book that you are writing. These are all just some basic use cases, some basic ideas. There's a whole ecosystem and a whole community of people using Zotero. It is, I don't know if it is the standard, but it is a tremendous tool. It is free. It is, I find, rather easy to use, but it opens up a world of possibilities. And I thought it would be helpful for you to hear that, because I'm sure there are many listeners whom this could help a great deal, but yet you don't know about these tools and you're going to find it useful. And for those of you who know about citation managers and maybe use Zotero in the past and then have fallen aside, get back into it, pick up on it. And I hope down the road that if there's great interest or even just some interest, that I can share bibliographies for Reformed Media Review, and perhaps even episodes of Christ the Center with you, where you can download the bibliography from us rather than just seeing a list of things on the website. So download Zotero free at zotero.org, Zotero.org. And thanks so much for listening. Tolo lege, take up and read.